First up, could you please tell us what are the major findings of the study?
So our finding, so the top line number is we have, there are roughly 2 million U.S. jobs that could be impacted by the two rounds of tariffs. One thing I want to emphasize is this is not any prediction of the number of jobs that are going to be lost in the U.S. Rather, what we're looking at is a number of potential jobs affected within industries that are targeted by the tariffs. What we found is those are industries that are kind of spread throughout the country. They're both in rural, urban areas. They are in areas that voted for Hillary Clinton, areas that voted for Trump, President Trump. Overall, what we saw was about 52% of the jobs exposed, so the individual jobs exposed, were in areas that voted for President Trump, and 48% were in areas that voted for Hillary Clinton. You know, what you see there is there are a lot of low population rural areas, you know, a lot of the farming areas that are areas that supported President Trump. They're affected by tariffs such as the corn tariffs, soybean tariffs, the whiskey tariffs. And then there are other areas that are more urbanized that, you know, tended to vote for Hillary Clinton that are affected by tariffs such as the tariffs on airplanes. You know, Boeing is in Washington State. Or the tariffs on pharmaceuticals, which tend to be concentrated in more urbanized areas. So what we saw is, you know, there's, depending on the industry, it hits a broad cross-section of the U.S. economy, and really, you know, the majority of counties in the United States are impacted in some way.
In general, how do you think the life of American people will be influenced by the tariff list, not only by China, but also by the United States against China?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that, you know, if tariffs are going to go into effect, you would see two broad impacts, right? So the first is, you know, it would, in certain areas, particularly, I think, in intermediate industries, impact the tariffs that the U.S. is levying on China would impact U.S. consumer goods and make them more expensive. You know, they've hit, or they would hit, a lot of intermediate industries that go into the final goods that U.S. Consumers end up purchasing. And on the other side, you know, one of the impacts on Americans from, you know, regions that are impacted by the Chinese tariffs is that's going to impact their exports, right? I mean, whether it's, you know, a hog farmer in Iowa who does a majority of their exports to China, you know, producers of soy, producers of corn, but also, you know, China's a major customer for Boeing. And the only real competitor to Boeing right now is Airbus. And so, you know, when you have a duopoly like that, China is a potential major buyer in the future. That would impact down the line, you know, the exports and, you know, the well-being of that company, which would have a major impact on the region in which it's based.
How do you comment on the Chinese reaction so far?
I think everything that they've done has been what, you know, most individuals watching the situation expected. The one thing I would note is that it's clear that China anticipated the U.S. levying tariffs. You know, they were put out within several hours of the U.S. releasing their list. It was clearly a list that had been thought through in advance. There were a broad cross-section of American industries being impacted. There were a broad geographical cross-section being impacted.